This is Whiskey 4, Mike Bravo Charlie, W4MBC. Anybody copy this station? Over.
Station KO4HKX here.
For HK, I believe it was. This is Whiskey 4, Mike Bravo Charlie, W4MBC. Name's Larry, and I'm in Greenville. Over.
Patrick, and my call is Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray. Got the X on the end. Just minor thing, but I'm not concerned over it. But you're coming in good and clear. Got just a touch of white noise, but nothing to concern about.
Thank you very much. I'm sitting on the back porch enjoying this cool weather. And I'm just running an HT, an ICOM 52. And about 5 watts, and I'm assuming, I think this repeater is up on Caesar's head. I might be wrong, I might be right. Go ahead.
It is on Caesar's head, and depending on where you're at in Greenville, you've got a good line of sight of it, and I'm going to say that ID52 is doing you an excellent job.
Very much. I would like to be more involved with hams in this area. And I was listening around last night and a couple of nights ago, and I think there's a 2-meter net that meets on this frequency in this repeater. And maybe I'd like to check in and then find out a little bit about the guys in this area and go from there. Over.
There is a net nightly at 9 p.m. I am the Sunday night net controller. And again, my name's Patrick. And there's a different net controller every night. Tonight will be Duncan. Tuesday night will be Ariel. Wednesday night is Mr. Gary, AI4DOS. He has a swap net, so if you got something you want to buy, sell, or trade, he's the man to talk to there. And then Thursday night is Matt, and then Friday night we have some opening spots, and Saturday night we have some opening spots, but Larry calls every other Friday night, and Matt calls the first Saturday of the month. So that's the lineup for the net controllers, but we would love to have you come in here and be a part of the net every night, or as often as you can, and also if you want to be a part of it.
That's fine business. Well, I'll sure do that. And that's interesting about the Wednesday night, sort of like ham fest over the air. People that want to buy or sell advertise certain things. I do have some things I would like to move out of my shack. I just collected too much stuff. But I'll certainly do that. I do have it's an ICOM radio, but it's like a mobile, so it gets a little bit more power, and I do have an outside vertical antenna, which would probably get me in a whole lot better. So that sounds great. Well, I'll listen for you guys tonight at 9 and go ahead and try to start checking in. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. And also, tomorrow night at the Greenville Red Cross building, I can't remember the address on it, I'd have to look it up, they're having the club meeting. So you're welcome to come to it. You don't have to be a club member. Anybody's welcome, and I know they'd love to have you down there also.
Okay, that's fine business. I know where the Red Cross building is. I've been there several times, and I've taken the CPR course. It's you go down like you're going to the hospital, Prisma, and then the next road, next light, you go on, and you turn up to the right right after that. If that's the same Red Cross building you're talking about, I know exactly where it is.
All right. I don't live in Greenville. I actually live in Brevard, North Carolina, or just outside of it. but I spend my days most of the time down in Greenville. I run a tool route. I run a mobile tool route selling tools to mechanics. So I'm on the radio all pretty on and off all day long. So if you're ever around, just give a shout. I'll try to come back to you as often as I can.
Well, that sounds great. I surely do appreciate that. Sounds good. Well, I have a grandson who is, well, he lives in Charleston, and my son and daughter lives in Charleston also, and we moved back to this area about 10 years ago. Originally grew up in Greer, and my wife in Greenville, so we ended back up here after we retired. So, yeah, that's good. Well, my grandson, he gets tools from a tool truck in Charleston, and he really does like it. So I've known several people that were mechanics, and they really enjoyed shopping that way for their tools.
A lot of them do, and some of the newer not so much, but they'll learn as they get older and more seasoned. But like I say, you're welcome to jump in to the Nets anytime. We'd love to have you. If you thought you wanted to be a net controller, we've got openings. If you think you might want to ever do that, we've got a computer program, or you can call it by handwritten, either way. And like I say, we'd love to have you in here.
Well, I certainly do appreciate the invite. I really do. Well, that sounds good. Well, I've been tinkering around with D-Star. I know there's been some changes made in the program, Pi-Star, that I know run it. I don't know if you fool around with D-Star or any of the other modes of communication, but for some reason I just can't get D-Star to work. I've been fooling with it for 2 days, and I'm ready to quit, give it up. And I was looking at that new THD-75 radio from Kenwood, the Andy Talkie. It looks like a real nice modern equipment. Of course, it's worth a little bit of money. But if I can't get D-Star to work, that would be one of the main reasons that I would use that radio. But I don't know. Yeah, D-Star, I used to be on it a lot, D-Star. I've been on Fusion, several of the other, and DMR, you can forget DMR. That would drive me insane trying to figure out all that. But anyway, I did love D-Star and met a lot of people on D-Star. So back to you, Patrick.
That I tried D-Star, and I had no luck either. I couldn't get it. But if you ever hear N4DJC on here, Mr. Jerry, he is good to help you with that, and he has had that radio, the ID52, so he knows how it works, and he could probably help you get set up on that if you wanted to continue your endeavor there. But DMR, I'm on it, and to me, it works fairly easy. I understand it. But D-Star, I never could get it to work.
Great. Well, I'll see if I can hook up with Jerry sometime. Maybe he can help me. I do have several DMR radios that I bought from that Bridgecom company. And I had them working with a hotspot. And my own code plug at one time or another, and I took my time, and I was able to get it to going. But I know there's a lot of stuff that you can do with DMR, and it's a great mode for communication. And maybe I'll take my old Anytone radios. I've got a mobile Anytone and a HT Anytone that's good for DMR. So maybe I'll take another look at that. Well, Patrick, I won't hold you too long. Don't know if you're home or if you're on the road, but Certainly been a pleasure talking to you. And I'm not out here with a pen, and I apologize for not writing down your call sign, but this is W4MBC.
I think you said it was Larry. Am I correct on that?
That's correct, Larry.
Larry, well, apologize for that. I'm terrible with names, and it takes me a minute or two to get call signs down. So don't worry about not getting mine. And I will, I'll shoot you an email. That way you got my contact information. And I'll help you any way I can to get in contact with anybody around the area.
Hey, that's great. If you have a pencil and a piece of paper, my email is grantjl@bellsouth.net. That's grantjl@bellsouth.net.
Alrighty, I got grantjl@bellsouth.net. I'll shoot you an email here shortly.
Okay, that'll be fine. That'll be wonderful. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you this afternoon and talk with you and get some information about some hams and activities in this area. I'd appreciate it. You live in a beautiful part of North Carolina up there. We have always wanted to go up that way to and go to the Apple Fest. I understand they had it. Probably today is the last day. But I love apples, and I know they had a good crop this year over there. But we just couldn't quite make it. But maybe next year will be another time we can make it. But we can always make it up to one of the orchards, and I'm sure they still have an abundance of apples. So with that, I'll say 73s, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. This is W4MBC.
MBC, KO4HKX. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you this afternoon and make your acquaintance, and look forward to talking to you many times down the log. And that'll be a 73, KO4HKX, clear.
44HK. I believe I got it right that time, Patrick. W4MBC, clear, and thank you very much.
4HKX, this is KA4RP, still around.
Your call sign.
The call sign here is Kilowatt Alpha 4 Romeo November Papa, KA4RP. I'm located for South Carolina, and I happen to have my grandson here, and he's showing an interest in the radio, and he just wanted to say hello to you.
Great. I would love to say hello to him and pique that interest, because I wish I would have got into the hobby much earlier.
Hello, my name is
Keelan Kenyon. Sir, speak just a little bit louder and slower.
My name is Keelan.
Well, sir, and look forward to hearing you on the air one day.
My name is Patrick. Whereabouts are you located right now, Patrick?
ITH up here, just outside of Bavard, North Carolina. It's actually a little community called Penrose.
And we just came, had vacation up in Boone, North Carolina here last week. I was just enjoying the cooler temperatures. Well, I'm sure you want to get into your wife. I just wanted to let my grandson have a little taste of operating. He's only 10 years old, and I'm going to start teaching him. And we'll see how it goes. He's a real sharp young man. He may surprise you. Matter of fact, I'm positive he's going to surprise
you. Young men on here from time to time. Alexander is a good one. I think he's about 15 now, maybe 16. And he's a good one when you hear him on here. And I can't remember his call right at the moment. But it's a pleasure to talk to you, young man, and like I said, look forward to hearing you on the air under your own call sign in the near future.
Thank you for the good wishes. We'll talk to you a little bit farther down the line as we make progress.
Thank you for coming back and calling me there, and pleasure talking to you. KO4HKX, 73.
KO4HKX. RNP, clear.